every Wednesday afternoon just after 3:30. My great friend Jordan Davis joins us. He is the operations manager at the Chocolate Moose. He also is the No Dishes podcast host and the man who eats out more than any. Well, now is there a contest developing in Bloomington Foodies? Is someone trying to, how do we measure who is the king and or queen of the Bloomington food scene?
Yeah, you know, we're not actually, we are saying together on Friday and get one thing from every truck and like treat it like a local Golden Corral at a table at Switchyard Park, which I'm looking forward to, but it's not really a contest. I just like, after last week's show, I realized how much I'd ate out in August, which really isn't any different than any other month. But I was like, you know what? I need to make a post. And in order to make a post, I had to make three separate posts because you can only do 10 pictures at a time on Instagram. So I thought it'd be funny if I was trying to make it a competition. Like, look at me, Sadie, I eat out more. So I don't. Hopefully people knew I was joking.
And if they don't, well, that's fine because the mystery is there, and that's what we like. Jordan Davis joins us every Wednesday, and we like to remind people on Wednesdays that the Ellettsville food trucks are happening. And a couple of weeks ago, you moved locations. Now you're at the Marcy Jane Lewis Park there, which gives everybody some little shelter out of the sun, which gives folks plenty of room to park and walk and play and have some fun. And all that hard work you've put in, Jordan, over in Ellettsville, you finally get a 75-degree perfect day, 4:30 Food Truck Wednesday.
Absolutely. Free to attend. We don't have a massive lineup, but it's going to be good. I think all the trucks there have a wide array of offerings between Bloomburger, Arepa Burger doing Venezuelan food, Weaver's Barbecue, Chocolate Moose out there. We're going to be doing ice cream and lemon shakeups. And then Little Bowl, who we've mentioned on here before, is Blooming Thai in the meantime until they get their spot open on 4th Street. So we're excited to have a beautiful day over in Ellettsville today.
And finally, the weather is going to cooperate. You had a thunderstorm. You had temperatures in the mid-90s. And now it's just plain old perfect. So that's exciting. How much is it to get in, buddy?
It's free, man. It doesn't cost you anything. And, I was driving back. I was driving out to Nashville today with a hoodie on and the windows down. It was amazing. Then driving back on 3rd Street there, just looking at the sky, it looks like it's the intro to The Simpsons. It's perfect.
It is absolutely beautiful, and it's just nice to have a little relief after days in the 90s last week, and we'll have days in the 90s starting this weekend and all of next week as well. Tell me how Molly Tuttle went. I know I talked to you a little bit off the air about this, but the crowds look great. I know it was hot. You had food trucks there, beer garden, all kinds of merch and fun. What'd you see on last Thursday as we wrapped up the summer concert series?
Man, just had a really incredible turnout. I mean, despite, the weather that we mentioned, it was just people kind of came out in droves, and it was just really great music. Crystal Ritter with Parks and Recreation went to the city and had it actually officially proclaimed Molly Tuttle Day in Bloomington, which Molly seemed to really enjoy, shared that to her personal social media pages. The Hen House Prowers played out of Chicago with my buddy who's here, local Chris Dollar. He's part of them, and they did an amazing job. Food trucks all had a great time. It was just a great use of a public space, and props to Visit Bloomington and the City of Bloomington Parks and Recreation Department for putting it on.
Well, and that's the great part as well. And thanks to everybody who stuck through a very hot afternoon. We can't cut it any other way. It wasn't kind of hot. It wasn't sort of hot. It was really hot and really humid. And great to see that turnout. Great to hear Bloomington came out and supported it. Could you imagine if that show was a 75-degree day?
Oh, man, I can't wait. It's such a great venue over there. There's so much space. I'm excited to hopefully do something like that again in the future. And then, hope for much better weather and really see it fill out.
Oh, no. Jordan is gone. Come back.
Did you lose me?
I did lose you.
Oh, I'm sorry. Well, I'm here.
Stop doing jumping jacks. It's disrupting the signal.
Oh, no. I'm just I'm not that active midday.
Well, again, I'm just happy you join us every Wednesday when you do. There is big restaurant news here locally. Aver's Public House has gone to the wayside, and Hank's Pizza and Mac has moved in, but there's an update to that story you can share with the folks.
Yeah, so that was an interesting situation. You know, Hank's Pizza Mac took over the lease for Avery's Public House. They didn't buy the restaurant. They just took the lease over, met with the staff to convince them to stay on. Apparently, were successful in doing so. And then with the first day that they were open under the Hank's Pizza Mac name, entire staff walked out. And from what I've heard, it sounds like it was with good reason. So good lesson. A lot of the restaurants in town know it. You treat your employees right and they'll take care of you. So it's a shame to see it wasn't the case there.
And I know that link to that story from Indiana Public Media you can find, or you can go to Indiana Public Media's website. I know that's where a lot of people saw that. So it pops up. It's not an easy business. We know that. We try to talk about it and prop it up every Wednesday here in our talks just after 3:30. We try to point out some great places to go, some new places that open. The students are back, maybe a new dining pattern. But, hey, look, it's Labor Day weekend. Believe it or not, some of the students turn around and leave. So Labor Day weekend for me means what? Well, it's going to be the opening big week of college football season. It usually means throwing something on the grill. And when we've got a bunch of college games going on and an extended weekend, nothing wrong with any of that. Are you ready for the first football weekend here in town? And, of course, it's our friends from Columbus, Ohio State.
Oh, man, yeah. We're going to be taking some ice cream over to the stadium. We won't be setting up and selling like we have in the past, but IU is still going to have our ice cream available for purchase. Yeah, hopefully we can come out and surprise and maybe hang in there for a bit. And we're excited just to have the town filled with even more red and white, or crimson and white, whatever you want to call it.
88 degrees, a little toasty. You'll sell a couple of ice creams there on a sunny Saturday afternoon. What's going to change? Just that we haven't seen this influx of people since what? Probably graduation. So we kind of got to just it's hard to prepare for it. You just know that tidal wave is coming.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's one of those where I feel like most people coming in town for football games maybe typically aren't, you know, blowing 4th Street up quite as much. They're going to more your standard places that have TVs, things of that nature. So just kind of keep that in mind when you're picking where you want to go out to eat, if you're trying to avoid a big crowd.
And the other part of that I agree with 100% is don't forget some of your places that might not be downtown. A lot of folks just want to go to Kirkwood or go to the square. That's great. But we do have restaurants at the mall on the west side, at the east side. As you mentioned, 4th Street, maybe a couple off the beaten path that maybe our tourist friends won't run into, but still provide great food, local ownership, things like that. So don't think that just because Kirkwood and the square is going to be packed, that if you want something to eat, go ahead and try some places. Go try some different places maybe you haven't before, and be patient. I think those are the two things we need to remind everybody of on our first home football weekend. So that's that is going to be very, very interesting. What else is making news in the business that we need to pay attention to? You told me last week about Sweetgreen. Has anything else opened since we have talked last? I know that there's perhaps a new ice cream place going in those new apartments. There's a new perhaps coffee place as well. Brew Burger. Where are we on any of that, if you know?
Yeah, so I had Sweetgreen brought to me. Now I've actually since then gone in and ordered something myself. I had a really great experience, really great food, really unique stuff. If you're looking for a local places that do similar stuff, Feta at Hillside and Henderson and Hive on the east side are probably your best bets. But I can't really think of anything right downtown kind of doing what Sweetgreen is. So I feel like it's definitely filling a void and they're doing things well. Another new opening is Maru. It's a Venezuelan bakery where Butch's used to be. I've gone twice now and they're really, really phenomenal. It's a family operation, all like baked in-house good, baked goods. And then there's I did their arepa with roasted pork. I've done it twice now. Ooh. In like 4 days. Yeah, it is so good. I mean, arepa burger at Food Truck Friday does phenomenal work, too.
Now, I want to make sure people don't get confused. Those are two different things. Arepa is a style, correct?
Yeah, so arepa is like a handheld, almost like a pita pocket, but a little bit different, you know, with different meats or toppings. So arepa burger is the food truck, and then Maru Bakery is the brick and mortar there at 7th and Walnut, where Butch's Pizza and Delicatessen used to be. And it's really, really good. And they just recently opened. So that's a great spot to go check out. I did see, Brew Burger. That's been announced for a while. It's the Cunningham Restaurant Group's first foray into Bloomington that I'm aware of. I've always been a fan of Brewburger. I like the Eagle. I like Bakersfield. A lot of the other projects that they do have always been good. So hopefully that's a good thing for us, even though it's an Indianapolis restaurant group. And then Cold Stone will be going into those same apartments there at 3rd and Grant. They've tried before in Bloomington, and we'll see if this time's any different.
And we'll see how everything works itself out. All right, let's stop burying the lead. What have you been eating? Let's go. Food.
Well,
Jordan
so, yeah,
Davis, my food. Did...
Sorry, go ahead.
No, I was going to say, I know you've got peach cobbler on the menu at Chocolate Mousse. We'll get to that. But, and of course, you've had a sample or two of that. What is in the filing cabinet that is going to get people hungry on a Labor Day to be weekend?
Yeah, so the Sweet Green and Maru twice were excellent. I also did a really nice dinner courtesy of Lovey over at the Elm last Wednesday. Ashley took phenomenal care of us over there. Leah and Eric really run a great ship. It's a well-oiled machine over there. Dan, the winner of the Bloomington Chef's Challenge, is the head chef over there. Everything was phenomenal. Just an excellent meal through and through. I can't recommend the Elm highly enough if you haven't been there.
Well, that's makes us all hungry, and that's another place. Jordan, reservations recommended. How does it work? I know a little people, some people might be, I don't want to say scared, but that is professional grade food there. How do you go about it? You get online, get your reservation. Can you just walk in? How does it work at the Elm?
Yeah, you can do both, but I would definitely suggest a reservation. I'd go to their website, and it'll take you from there for the best way to go about that. But they've, you know, it's an expensive restaurant, but it's nothing crazy. And they have some stuff that's fairly affordable. They do a really, really good fried chicken sandwich that is always on the menu, no matter, you know, they change it every season, but the fried chicken sandwich stays on there. And I think it's like $18. So, you don't have to spend an arm and a leg to go have a really great meal at the Elm.
And it is food that is presented and crafted. You almost don't want to eat it because it looks too good.
Yeah. No, it's insane. Their presentation is one of, if not the best in Bloomington.
Fantastic. And I know that was a big – I saw the pictures from it, which made me even hungrier. And then that, you doing that does not help anything except calories go up. The calorie – you're hurting the calorie count or helping the calorie count. I'm not sure which one it is. I ventured down to the Taste of India buffet the other day for lunch, and my wife said, how was it? I said, I'd go back tomorrow. So that is a fun way to eat as well. Again, if you haven't – and if you go to an Indian restaurant and you order off the menu and you don't know what you want, these buffets are the best deals going because it's all labeled what it is. Take a picture of it, for crying out loud. No one cares. If you want to try different stuff, it's great. So that's what I did. I ate a bunch of vegetable things that I thought, oh, you know, vegetable. And they were great. And all the naan you can handle and all the fun stuff. So I will get your plug in there for Indian buffet, A Taste of India on 4th Street. Absolutely delicious. Delicious stuff.
Yeah, every time I've been there, I'm always trying something that I never would have ordered just off the menu. So it's a great opportunity, like you said, to branch out a little bit, figure out what you might get for carryout next time that you wouldn't have gotten otherwise.
They do that. You're right. They do that too.
And it's like $13 or $14, and it's a phenomenal deal. And I mean, nowadays, you'll spend that much on a combo at Arby's, and it's much better food, much better quality, and you get as much as you can eat.
Delicious, delicious, delicious. We're doing Food Truck Friday, even though it's a holiday weekend. Is that true?
Oh, yeah. We run every single Friday through the end of October. The only Friday that we will not be down at Switchyard Park is the last Friday in September where we move to Kirkwood, and we are the Food Truck Village for the Lotus World Music and Arts Festival.
Oh, that's right. That's coming up. Boy, we've got the 4th Street Arts Fair coming up Saturday and Sunday this week. We've got Fall Festival, Monroe County Fall Festival, Steinsville Festival, Lotus Festival. I'm probably missing one. I apologize, but September is a really that's why it goes so fast. You got all the football games, you got all the kids stuff going on, and then you got all these great festivals happening as well. And all we do is eat, which is fantastic. Did I see our friends at Hoosier Bar and Grill on TV earlier this week?
Yes, you did. They were up on Fox 59. I haven't watched the segment yet, but yeah, they were up there. Dude, I love Hoosier Bar and Grill so much. And you know what? as much as I love this program, can we do some breaking news, Glass?
Oh, let me. I don't have my timpani drum, but yes, go ahead, please. Dun, 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 dun.
So as many people know, I've done Bloomington Bar Bingo for a long time. We did it, started it at the old Yogi's. I've been doing it at Brothers for a while, been at the Fairfax Inn, been at or Fairfax Bar and Grill, been at Kalau. Starting next week, we'll be bringing Bloomington Bar Bingo every Wednesday night from 8 to 10 p.m. at the Hoosier Bar and Grill.
Well, there you go. And a great time to get out there and try it for the bingo. And when if you go to the Bloomington Foodies page, it says private group. They'll let you in. Trust me. You can go in there and see the you can see the Hoosier Bar and Grill folks on the television up in Indianapolis as well. So that's great publicity for Ellettsville. The Hilly 100 I left out. I know that's coming up. That just popped back into my mind. Ellettsville Schools, RBB Edgewood Schools, are having a huge 5:30 to 8:30 open house next Thursday. That part of town is really, really jumping. And something new is going in. What is going in at the golf course over there at the Hoosier Putthole?
Oh, yeah, Fat Daddy's Barbecue.
There you go. So yeah, they're moving over there.
What's that?
They're moving and grooving over there.
Yeah, I'm excited, man. I mean, I'm always down for some good barbecue, and I know they've set up at events, and I don't think they've ever really had, like, a spot. So it'll be cool. And they've gone through quite a few different iterations of restaurants in that spot, so hopefully this one sticks.
Or if they keep just mixing them up, great.
Yeah. Something new every few months.
Hey,
to live out in Ellettsville.
I tell you what, that there's worst plans I've heard, but it's not always easy just to reshift everything and do all that. All right, tell me about peach cobbler, because it's peach cobbler ice cream. It's going to be 90 degrees this weekend. That sounds hot and cool all at the same time.
Yeah. So we did, we got this streusel in, and we put, you know, a brown sugar, cinnamon butter, baked it, made our normal peach ice cream that we've made for years, threw that streusel in it. And it really makes a good, just an amazing flavor profile. You know,
I don't believe you.
What's that?
I don't believe you. I need a sample.
Yeah. All right. You'll see me up there on a VO bike in about 5 minutes.
Give me the audio. Give me the audio. The audio sounds good. So you have peach ice cream already, and you're going to fold in the strudel to go along with. Oh my gosh.
Yeah. So it's like, it's bits all throughout, very similar to our cookie dough ice cream. But it's nice because you don't have any single bite that doesn't have some streusel in it. And it's, I mean, there's nothing better than a good old local dessert with I don't know, where the banana pudding ice cream we did really well, the maple bacon donut. We're trying to keep rotating fun and exciting flavors as consistently as possible.
I like it, and I love it, and all those flavors are great. Will this be featured at Food Truck Friday on Friday?
No, so these are in-store only. So you can only find the peach cobbler ice cream at our 405 South Walnut location, 114 South Indiana, in our Brown County store.